Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Hold Fast podcast. I'm your host, Josh Collier. Wow, how much has things changed in a week? Wherever you are right now, just think about the past 7 days and how much has your world changed in the past 7 days. I know that there are people that are very worried. There are people that are very scared. At the same time, there are people that are mocking. I mean, this is the exact opposite. There are people that are mocking. There are people that are flippant. There are people that are rude. We have to find this calm, strong, trusting middle ground. And that's where holding fast comes in. Holding fast right now, I think, is more important than ever. I want to do something a little bit different this week. I truly, truly believe that the Bible, God, that is the place where we hold fast. All the truths of the world can be found in the Bible. But a lot of times there can be biblical truths found in other places. Places where someone has taken something that is true, that is a foundation of truth in the Bible, and has written something, maybe not fully realizing that they were copying ideals from the Bible. But I want to read a poem today. It's probably my favorite poem. And it's by Rudyard Kipling. This is the guy who wrote The Jungle Book. And Rikki Tikki Tavi, this is a guy who wrote stories about the jungle and animals. And he had all these wonderfully imaginative stories where he brought animals to life and told stories with them. But this is a poem that he wrote in response to a soldier. There are many different myths about this poem. It's called If. That's just it. It's the one word title, If. There's different myths about the origin of If. Some say that he wrote it for his son or his son's friend before he went off into fight in World War I. That's not entirely true. He did, you know, give it to his son. It was something that his son used, but he didn't write it for that, because he wrote it years before World War I. He wrote it in the very late 1800s. He was inspired by a soldier who led a very, very audacious raid. This soldier was someone who was in charge of a whole group of men. They were fighting in the Boer Wars. And so this soldier decided that he was going to go and take this hill, do this battle, and it failed miserably. It failed miserably. Many, many lives were lost. And in a time when it would be very easy for someone to point fingers as to why something didn't work, this guy, this soldier, he just took all of the responsibility on himself. He said, it was my fault. I did it. I failed. But I'm going to lead and I'm going to keep moving forward, because that's what you're supposed to do. And the way that this soldier handled the situation, even though he led a military failure, the way he carried himself became inspiring to people. He actually kind of became a folk hero. And the way he handled defeat in this weird way stirred up a lot of British pride. There was a lot of British nationalism, and people were able to hold fast during a war because of how this guy handled a defeat. So inspired by that, Rudyard Kipling wrote this poem, If, and he wrote it so that his son could read it one day. And as I said, while it does not have a Bible verse in it, you're going to recognize so many biblical principles throughout this about how we are supposed to conduct ourselves during difficult times when there is a storm. And so, yes, he wrote it to his son, but that does not mean that this isn't a poem for all people going through difficult times. So that was quite a lengthy introduction. I hope this poem lives up to your expectations after something like that. But it's my favorite poem, and I'd like to read it for you now. It's called If by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired of waiting, or be lied about and don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good or talk too wise, if you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on a turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they're gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son. So many wonderful thoughts that I love to pull out of this that help me to hold fast during difficult times. People are panicking, blaming other people. I'm trying to keep my head. There are words that other people are speaking. People are taking other people's words and twisting them. There is hatred. There is lies. Don't deal in that. It's nice to have dreams, but they are not your master. Triumph and disaster, all the same. And I know that there are many business owners right now that worked hard and they've had to close up their shops and they're not sure what their future is going to hold. And if you can pick up your tools and just keep on moving and not blame anybody, just keep moving forward. Your whole body could be tired, but you have a will that says, keep moving forward. Hold on. For the entire minute, for the entire 60 seconds, you run that distance. If you can do that, you will succeed. That's what Paul said at the end of his life. I have fought the fight. I have run the race. God expects us to fill every minute with 60 seconds worth of faith, 50 seconds worth of trust, 60 seconds worth of empathy and love and everything that is in us that He gave us. 60 full seconds of that. If we can do that, if we can do that, we will hold fast and we will make it to the other side. I hope you've enjoyed this poem. I hope it's been meaningful to you like it is to me. I hope we can all hold fast and we will make it through this. I'll talk to you guys next time.